Welcome from God's Acre to our Monday morning message, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
Toward the very end of the book of Deuteronomy, we get Moses speaking to the Hebrew people before they pass into the land of Canaan, the promised land, the land flowing with milk and honey. And Moses sets before the people a choice, an important choice. In the 30th chapter, starting with the 15th verse, Moses says, "See, I have set before you today life and prosperity, death and adversity. If you obey the commands of the Lord your God that I am commanding you today by loving the Lord your God, walking in his ways and observing his commandments, decrees, and ordinances, then you shall live and be numerous, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land that you are entering to possess. But if your heart turns away and you do not hear, but are led astray to bow down to other gods and serve them, I declare to you today that you will perish. You shall not live long in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death." Listen to that. "I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life. Choose life so that you and your descendants may live, loving the Lord your God, obeying him, and holding fast to him. For this means life to you and length of days, so that you may live in the land that the Lord swore to give to your ancestors, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob." So one of the things that this passage of Scripture lets us know is that God sets clear boundaries for us, okay? God kind of outlines behavioral territory that's safe for us. At the same time, God defines for us places of danger. There are blessings and curses to be had in life. It's just a reality. And we've been given the freedom, and that's a blessing, but it's also a really weighty responsibility. We've been given the freedom to choose a path that can lead in either direction, in either the direction of blessing or curse. God has given us rules to live by, and those rules are intended for our benefit. You know, rules aren't in place to make life difficult. It's to allow for blessing and enjoyment of life. Now, when we choose to live by those rules, we often find the blessing that God has in store for us. But when we choose to disobey, that's when we can find ourselves and our lives accursed. And that is the cost of freedom. God has set before us life and death. The scripture says God has set before us life and death, blessings and curses. But this is the thing I love. God is not dispassionate. God doesn't say, hey, just choose and whatever happens, happens. No, God desires that we choose the way toward life and blessing. That's what it means when Moses says, "I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses." And then it says right after that, "Choose life." That is God's desire for us, that we would use our freedom to choose life-giving relationships, life-giving work, life-giving choices. So, do you exercise the freedom that God has given you? This is the question. Do you exercise the freedom that God has given you in life-giving ways? Or do your choices tend to bring curses to bear on your life? That's the question. Let's pray. Lord God, in a very real way, you've mapped out so much of life for us. You haven't dictated a path, but you've mapped it out. You let us know where the borders and boundaries are. And like a loving parent, you've made strong recommendations about how we should live in a order and a constancy that allows us to live well. But Lord God, we often make different choices that deviate from your will for us. And oftentimes, the truth is, we suffer for it. So Lord God, we ask that you would help us to make good choices today so that we can enjoy your blessings tomorrow and the day after that and the day after that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and the ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.